Yep. No, this is
all good. Right.
All right, Wayne.
Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. All right, this is Wayne Tolson, author of Accelerate and student at Charter Oak State College. We're just doing a capstone project, and one of the parts is interviews. So I've got Don S. Broder Jr. of Broder CPAs out of Old Saybrook. Long, long history of providing accounting services to individuals, business owners, athletes, entertainers, and the like in the state of Connecticut out of the shoreline. And I believe, Don, your dad was on the State Board of Accountancy for many, many years. And,
yes, that's correct.
And of course, we've worked together over the last, you know, 20 years or so with many different professional athletes. And so...
Yeah, actually closer to 25 years.
Wow. Time flies when you're having fun. So...
Right.
One of the things that you and I have, I think we've consistently talked about as an issue is the lack of financial literacy with the athletes and entertainers is especially acute. And, you know, oftentimes I know I've gotten players that were kind of deeper into their career after they made a lot of financial mistakes. And we've always wanted to kind of look at, hey, how do we get on the front end? How do we work with young guys, you know, who are in college, and to get them, you know, some financial acumen, some financial literacy and knowledge so that they could set themselves up for success. But, you know, that also requires working with, you know, moms and dads and coaches and mentors and uncles and other people that have influence in their life. And quite often, there's such a lack of financial literacy in the communities. A lot of folks coming from single family households, communities that are impoverished. And as a result, you know, that's always been an issue. So I guess finally, years later, I've decided to do something about it and try to create a financial literacy platform that consists of a software program, which Don Broder has had a chance to review, as well as a financial guidebook. And so I wanted him to have enough time to kind of sit with it, go through it, look at some of the benefits it could possibly have, get his, you know, his unvarnished opinion on it, as well as maybe we can find some things we can improve and add to maybe like a version 2, if you will, because the idea is that this is a first version, but, you know, we can release a second, third, or fourth version and continuously improve the product to make a better impact. So, I guess, Don, a couple of questions I've got here, and this would be pretty open-ended, not too structured, but just reflecting on early career challenges, you know, given your past 25 years of experience, you know, how would a resource like the Accelerate platform either change the baseline of financial literacy for your athletes, you know, you used to advise, or how might that influence your advisory practice if you had something like this to deploy with especially your younger clients as they're embarking upon a professional, you know, career in sports?
Yeah. So, you know, generally, you know, what I've seen is that, as you mentioned, there's a lack of literacy, you know, financial literacy, more so than just literacy, you know, that someone getting, you know, going through, you know, college and coming through, the program with a degree. But there's no substitute for experience. And a program like this is proactive because, you know, what I like about it is that it's about as simplistic as you can get, because it's not, it's not an easy, I guess it's not easy to convey all of the things that you bring up, you know, and I'm going to call it a deck. You know, it's very comprehensive, and it's very, you know, when you're trying to explain to a young athlete the impact of true dollar and you know, taxes and, you know, net worth and net income, gross income, all those things that as a financial advisor, as a CPA, you know, as a, you know, even as an agent, you know, they just take for granted. And, you know, that's the thing, you have to put yourself in the shoes of a young athlete. This is all getting thrown at them. And, you know, they spent so much of their life in developing their God-given talents. You know, they haven't had the luxury of having the exposure either, you know, through their parent or parents, to learn this stuff and or be exposed to it, and they're thrown in at a very young age, that most of us in a conventional career we wouldn't face until our 40s or 50s, you know, and they're dealing with it in their late teens and early 20s, and you know, the money that they make, they don't I don't want to say the maturity, but they just don't have the experience, the life lessons to be able to handle it. And so having a program like this with a good, conscientious financial advisor that cares about them more than the fees they're getting, you know, and you know, an endorsement to you, Wayne, because you know, you live it, you know, you breathe it. That's who you are. You know, this is a great tool, because you know, you're trying to develop that true dollar, the money that they can put away for their eventual second careers and then eventually their retirement, which is totally almost abstract for them to think about, even in their second career, let alone their retirement. This model allows them to, you know, make some decisions up front in a budget that will have you know, significant impact on their lives and their families' lives that are counting on them, you know, whether they're married or they're, you know, their immediate family, siblings, grandparents, parents. So this is something that I really think is a, you know, it's going to be a great tool to be proactive rather than reactive,
right,
for these young players.
Well, you brought up two great points, and then I want to move to the next question. But the fact that these guys are young, and I just think about myself at 19 and 20, and the fact that, you know, I grew up with two professional parents, and they didn't have a lot of financial literacy, and neither did I. It wasn't really part of, you know, our daily discussion. So, you know, if I wasn't doing this for a living, you know, I would literally be in the same boat, you know, as these young men. But, you know, the other thing is the behavioral component, and trying to get them to understand the difference between income and wealth, and kind of defining wealth as a result of behavior, structure, and knowledge. And as a CPA, what do you think about the emphasis on behavioral discipline within the platform? You and I were talking before the interview, and one of the things you talked about was being able to correlate the decision you make today, right, which may be an emotional decision, with the long-term savings outcome, you know, for the client.
I mean, it's really spot on in that way, because what you're doing with your model is you're sitting down with the young athlete, and I'm sure when you start the process, their true dollar is going to be 20% or less, and then when you show the impact on their net worth, they're going to want to be at the 40% goal, So you're going to have a way for them again to see. Let's just take a vehicle, because I would say it's rare that I've run into a young athlete that didn't want to have a very expensive vehicle. I mean, and there's things that you can do tax-wise to cut down on the cost of the vehicle, but that's another chapter. So, buying a $100,000 vehicle versus maybe getting a $100,000 vehicle that's a year or two old that's you could get for half of that price,
right?
And the impact of that on their budget, on their true dollar, and then on their eventual financial net worth. Those are tweaks that can be done that over a period, we're talking about young athletes in their late teens, early 20s, they have a life expectancy of really should, if they take care of themselves, should be 60, 70 years.
Right.
And, you compound those decisions over that period of time, and the growth in their net worth is just enormous. So,
right.
The other thing I want to comment on is it's just not even young athletes. I deal with a lot of professional people, especially doctors, and they're probably the worst business people out there because they spend so much time with their education, just like the young athletes spent with their developing their God-given talent as an athlete, and they didn't spend any time on what you're presenting. So this model, it would work, for other occupations,
right,
as well, but specifically the young athlete, because they have such a small window to make a significant amount of money. I mean, you put it accurately, in your presentation, roughly about 6 years. Whereas a physician, if they screw up and they make bad decisions, they have a career that's going to span, at least 40 years.
Right.
4-0. So they have the time
to make up for the mistakes.
That's right. So
that's a good point.
It's so critical that, this model be utilized early on, before they get drafted, and they get a sense of what financial planning, what savings, what budgeting, what true dollar, what net worth, all those things that, they probably had a finance course in college, but, we all know, I went through college, and some of the courses you just sort of got through them to get a grade, and then others, maybe you paid attention to and you got something
right
out of it. But finance, accounting, planning, it's not always the most glamorous or most exciting course, on the curriculum. So a lot of young people they take it because they have to, but they don't get out of it what they should. I don't think there's enough case studies and real life examples of what good planning can do, and case studies of what bad planning can do, and ending up in bankruptcy, which unfortunately with the NFL and the NBA especially, you're probably looking at 50% or more of the players end up in bankruptcy,
right,
before their professional career, which is just terrible. Absolutely horrendous.
Listen, absolutely. I think you mentioned a few things I just want to underscore. One is, the program does allow for them to immediately see cause and effect. You do this today, and you think, not a big deal, until you see the effect of it, 50 years from now. And clearly the program allows them to do that. But you did mention a couple things I just want to kind of
sure
review quickly. And that is, vehicle costs. And is a perfect example. You and I have many clients in common. One of them was going to purchase a $250,000 sports car. This is
Right.
about a year ago, and
Yeah.
I got a
Yeah.
call, and I was able to convince him. Well, he still spent 250 grand, but it was on a vehicle that weighed about 7,000 pounds.